Hello and welcome back to the Keeping Up with the Kardashians after show here on AfterBuzz TV. We are so excited to be recapping Kris Jenner's legacy. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back. Last week I said I'd keep up with you later, and I am good on my promise. Here we are.
You are good on your promise.
We're ready to keep up.
I love this jam.
I know, this is a great jam.
Yeah, Dakota, where can we keep up with you on your social media?
Well, funny you should ask. You guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones, and I'm joined by these lovely two ladies.
Yeah, you.
Hello, you guys. My name is Shanti, and I just have to say it is Dakota's birthday tomorrow.
Aww.
So can we please say happy birthday to
Thank
you?
Yes,
that's happy, so happy sweet. Birthday.
Thank you.
You guys can find me on Instagram at Shanti underscore Christina or Twitter at Shanti Christina.
Welcome back, y'all. I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me on social media at Rach underscore Robillard.
Amazing. Yay. Well, and you can find the Kardashians on all their social media. You already know. You're already following them, I'm sure.
You already know, don't.
We already have those post notifications on.
Oh, yeah. You know it. But guys, let's talk about Kris Jenner's legacy. But before that, we've got tea time.
Tea time.
Sip the tea. Sip the tea.
We have a lot to talk about. There's some good stuff happening. We don't have any tea. This is our guests from last
week. We didn't think about going to get tea. We were so cold earlier.
And I'm
like, it's all good.
I know. So the first thing I want to talk about is the Kardashian extravaganza for Valentine's Day. They had a lot of famous faces at this party, a lot of which I could not personally name because they're older celebrities. I don't know. I know Jada Smith was there, which is amazing. I love Jada.
And Kyle. Yeah, you see Kyle.
Kyle and her husband from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
And then the blonde in the
Faye Resnick.
Okay.
You know that, right?
No. I just don't keep up with a lot of those type of people. I really just keep up with the Kardashians, and that's pretty much it.
That's all you need to keep up with, I guess.
But it looks like they had so much fun. The night ended with Kris Jenner karaokeing drunk for hours.
Yeah,
so
good.
So drunk. She was having the time of her life. She was singing with all of her friends, but
wait, I have a question. Is that Rob in the very back?
That is, always wearing a Dodgers hat.
Oh wait, he makes an appearance? What is this?
In between the roses.
Yes.
God, what is he doing? Does anybody have an well, I think we might get to that later,
you know,
but...
Yeah, well, we can go ahead and talk about it.
Hold on. I also want to point out, Corey's there. I feel like we haven't seen Corey
much. Wait, where's Corey?
Especially right next to Kris.
Oh, you can't see him because the window. Okay, there he is.
Are you sure?
Yeah, there he is.
That's Corey.
Yep.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right.
So I feel like we haven't seen him at all.
Yeah.
When's the last time you've seen him this season? I can't.
It's crazy.
Oh, I guess we did
the
once.
The one where, like, Chloe
was arguing.
Okay. Which came out of nowhere. You were like,
I didn't know that was,
It was confusing. It was when have they not had a good relationship? I don't know.
Yeah.
I know. And the next thing I'm going to talk about, did you guys know that Tristan Thompson went to a party where he was around and hung out and exchanged words with two of Chloe's exes, James Harden and French Montana, at the Remy Martin MVP weekend party at Avenue Los Angeles on Friday?
Were you there at that party?
No.
But.
Well, that's not surprising because James Harden is a basketball player and French Montana is just always around.
Yeah, he's always at those kind of stuff.
But do you think it's weird that they were all sitting at the same table? Like, that seems a little weird.
I wonder, I mean, to be a fly on the wall and hear the kind of the conversations they would have about Chloe, I'm kind of curious if Chloe was even a conversation topic.
I hope that they were respectful if they did talk about Chloe, because they've all been with her sexually, and I just hope that they, you know what I'm saying?
Because guys, and on the show, French was on the show for when they were dating, but we never saw James on it.
He didn't seem to be into that whole thing. Mm-hmm. Like that was just that from what it looked like. It was a quick little thing, and then it was over.
Right?
French Montana seemed more, like, really loving the spotlight on the show.
Yeah,
he seemed a little bit, like,
And
he seemed a little bit easy.
I love when Courtney was just like, please don't date someone dumb like French Montana again. She thought he was so dumb, which is super funny. But apparently they were all there to watch Travis Scott perform, which is obviously Kylie's baby daddy. So he was performing at the party.
Family.
Yeah, so
it's a family affair.
It is. It is. But
Chloe wasn't there.
Chloe wasn't there. But Tristan was talking with James and French, which was very odd, I think. But whatever. On lighter news, and when I say lighter, I'm talking about this light pink shade that Kim's wearing in this photo. But Kim brought back her pink bodysuit.
Hey.
And she's looking so good.
She really is.
What do you think of these sunglasses, though? Like, these sunglasses are like those things that my dad... Zoom?
Yeah,
my dad wears
some Star Trek glasses, if you ask me. I'm just... I don't know.
She's still killing it.
It's like... Oh.
All right.
Okay.
We see that waist.
Okay, but no, my dad wears those sunglasses. It's like those sporty dad sunglasses.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of that?
Not into it.
I would look horrendous.
I would look so stupid.
She looks so great in it.
You know what I also don't like? What? Right now that's on trend is the really, really, really skinny sunglasses, which Courtney wears a lot, and I've seen Kim wear them too.
Interesting,
It's just, it's not cute.
It reminds me of the three blind mice on Shrek. Those glasses that they do.
Yeah.
There's just some trends that, like, I don't want to get into just because, like, celebrities are wearing. I'm still not into it.
No, I still am all about the big, big sunglasses.
I feel like my grandpa wears these whenever he's on his pontoon boat at the lake. Like, you know, it's just very, like, sporty.
They're daddy glasses.
Daddy glasses.
Somehow she's still hot, though. I don't know how.
I know.
Somehow.
In a recent interview, Chloe was asked if her having a baby would kind of rekindle things with Caitlyn. Mm-hmm. And, like, helped the situation. Mm-hmm. And she said, and I quote, "I don't think it affects anything with Caitlyn. Things are just as they are." So basically, in the interview, she alluded to the fact that the baby wasn't really going to associate with Caitlyn.
Right.
That's what do you so think sad of that? To me because obviously Bruce helped raise them from a point on in their life till semi recently. And it's just weird to see the demise of the relationship because we saw them so close from the beginning of Keeping Up with the Kardashians and now they're just all alienated from him.
But I did hear in the interview that a source, who knows if it's true or not, was saying that Caitlyn hasn't really reached out to Khloé after finding out that she was pregnant, and Caitlyn should know that that's something that Khloé struggled with for a long time. So the least she can do is call her, congratulate her, something, try to rekindle the relationship. I know that Caitlyn said a lot of bad things about Chris in the memoir. I think that a simple "I'm so sorry" would suffice. Maybe a public apology saying that she shouldn't have bashed Chris like that. And maybe the family could move forward. Because I feel like that's one of the only things holding them back from kind of
Because we've never heard an apology coming from Kate.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah. She's kind of like, it is what it is. She's and it's unfortunate. It's Chloe's very hard-headed. You know, once she has her mind made up, you can tell, like, she doesn't like to change it. And so it is unfortunate that she's not very close to Caitlyn anymore. You know, Kim is more close, which was kind of weird because I feel like it was the opposite when Bruce was Bruce. Yeah. And so I always like to think family is forever, but she kind of is going with, well, you were... I just feel like that's not the case right now with their relationship.
I know.
And another thing is we never know what really is going on behind closed doors. I'm sure Caitlyn probably congratulated Khloé. I'm sure.
Who knows?
We don't know.
We don't know.
And we will never know unless we become a part of the family, which...
Yeah. It's pretty likely. Pretty likely.
Yeah.
Something that you were telling about earlier that I wanted to make sure to include in this is Kendall's in trouble right now because... So tell us about this.
Yeah. So I heard on E! News that... Blake Griffin is dating Kendall Jenner right now.
Right.
And Blake is being sued from his former girlfriend, former fiance, baby mama.
Of two.
Yeah, of two. Mm-hmm. That she's suing Blake for publicly humiliating her and her family to get with Kendall Jenner. And I thought that was a really interesting lawsuit.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
what does that even mean?
I mean, I feel like you can sue anyone for anything nowadays. But
it's for embarrassment, is what she said.
Yeah, and it's just like, now you want to get your name in the spotlight. You know, now people are talking about that. It's kind of like,
But so he's dating Kendall. How is that embarrassing? How is being out with her in public embarrassing?
Because he left his fiance to be with Kendall and left her. Not only was she the fiance, but she also was the baby mama of two.
Mm-hmm.
He basically just like pushed all that aside because he was excited. Oh my gosh, I want to go out with Kendall. And it was like a real quick decision. And it was just like, oh, this is my chance to be with Kendall Jenner.
But I feel like that wasn't the case. They broke up a long time ago.
Is that what you think?
I don't know if it was that like too long ago. I don't know if it was as fast as a transition like Tristan did with Khloé.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like this is the same kind of...
Maybe homegirl's just trying to get a check.
Maybe, yeah.
Sounds like it. I mean, I think she has a baby with another basketball player as well. So or somebody else famous. Like, it's a little, like...
So she's kind of hanging around. She's one of those people that just likes to get pregnant by
Jersey
rich
chaser.
People. And, what'd you say?
Jersey chaser.
Oh, okay.
Jersey chaser.
That's probably what she is.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, there are a lot of those out there, mm-hmm. which is kind of crazy.
Yeah. Would you say that it would be, like, China? It's, like, would you say Black China is what would fall in that category?
She's not a Jersey chaser. She's, like, a...
She's not a Jersey chaser.
A sweatpants
chaser. She's a Kardashian chaser. Yeah. Don't you think? Because she's tried to, like, wiggle her way into the Kardashian family, and Rob is not an athlete.
No, he wears sweats, so, I mean, she's a sweat chaser.
Oh, so it has to be Jersey. Oh, Jersey as an athlete. Okay, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Now that makes sense.
I think China's just a money-hungry person who wants to stay relevant, to be
honest. Oh, my gosh. You guys, I saw a picture of Black China today, and she was in her bathing suit on the beach, like, doing some weird photo shoot. Her butt, I can't even explain to you how big it was. Like, it looked... It looked like a made-up human being. Her butt was huge. Did anybody see it?
No, I'm gonna. Have
I
to
know
look
it's
this
very
up.
Big. I follow her on Snapchat.
I don't follow her.
I mean, it was.
It still keep it up. Was, it's Black China.
It was scary. It was scary.
She just was trying to secure the bag, and yeah. I think she did her thing, and she knows what she did, but she tries to play innocent. She's always trying to sue the Kardashians for something.
I know.
They actually, she dismissed everyone from the case except for Rob, I think. Mm-hmm. But she just added back, I think, Kris Jenner and Kylie in the case. She's doing all kinds
How
of things.
How can you do that?
Dream is adorable. And she's been posting pictures of Dream, and her eyelashes are gorgeous. Aww. They look fake. They're so gorgeous.
Aww.
Gorgeous
there,
girl.
There was a video that just came out where Dream was saying Dada for the first time. So that's cute.
Yeah, to Rob.
Yeah. So cute. I also wanted to talk about
Tyga
did an interview where he basically said that there was no bad blood between him and Kylie. They keep up with each other here and there, not really much. He says he does not blame Travis Scott because they had been, you know, apart for like 7 months. Not at the time, but he's like, you know, Kylie and I, it's been over for 7 months. Like, Tyga hasn't done anything wrong. Like, he's just, you know, wanting to be with her type of a thing. Mm-hmm. So it sounded like Tyga is kind of taking a back seat. He's not wanting any of the drama. He's like, that was a part of my life. You know, it was a phase, people move on type of a thing. It seems like he's in a good spot mentally where he's just kind of over it. He said, you know, I've moved on with my life. She's obviously moved on with hers.
I just have to say that since Tyga and Kylie broke up, I have never seen Tyga once. Have you guys?
No.
I know he's dropped a couple songs, or he's about to. I know he posted his album cover on his Instagram.
You still follow him?
Yeah, yeah.
Look at you. See, for me, I can't waste my follows on people that I don't care about. I'm like, unfollow, unfollow.
Yeah, no, I still like Tyga.
I mean, he's got a few good songs,
He had some good songs. I just haven't really seen him in the press a lot. Whereas when he was with Kylie Jenner, it was like all the time.
Yeah,
because she's such a big, you know, celebrity.
Definitely. Definitely. I also want to talk about this next thing. We have a picture of Rob, which went viral because everyone was saying, oh my gosh, like Rob has lost so much weight and... He's bettering himself, and just look how great he looks. Cardi B even commented on it and was like, yes, Rob. Like, you know, she was all excited about it. Turns out this is Photoshopped. So it's a paparazzi photo that someone drastically changed and obviously did their job by making it such a media frenzy.
What, and they just made the waist smaller? Is that the kind of Photoshop?
I'm guessing because the chest is not smaller. So they... Look at the.
Oh, you can see it
on
the left.
Look at this. They totally just like pinched that in. The water bottle looks even a little bit pinched over, a little bit. Anyway,
I don't understand why people do that.
But Rob did say that in 2018, this was his year to lose weight. He was all excited about it, which he said the past.
I heard that before.
I know. I'm about to say, wasn't that last year and the last year and the last year? But yeah.
I've always been very like, okay, Rob, if you're gonna do it, do it. So if 2018 is his year. Go, Rob. I'm ready to see him bounce back because he looked good in his prime.
I'll believe it when I see it.
You'll believe it when you see it. Same here. But yeah, I want to be supportive. I want to be like, go, Rob. So, I mean.
If you have all the money in the world, you have private trainers, you have the Kardashians, you have a private chef, you have time, and you still can't do it, oof.
He's got lots of time. He's got lots of time.
You have time.
He doesn't have
it's not like he has a job or... You know what I mean.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a full-time
job.
Well,
it just goes to show you could have all the money and trainers and access to nutritionists, and you can... Some people just don't.
Yeah.
You know what I would like to see?
Seriously.
If you guys want to watch our Revenge Body After Show, we just did right before this, we interviewed Ashley Borden, which is the fitness trainer who trained... a couple people on this season. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see her get a hold of him.
Yeah.
Oh,
I would love that.
Yeah. She had some really great idea. Tips on diet and exercise.
But I feel like he would be intimidated by her.
Oh, he would.
Oh, for sure.
Extremely intimidated.
I'd love to see a weight loss show for Rob because I don't know if it would actually work out or if he would quit.
Yeah, Revenge Body Rob Edition.
Yeah. because I would love to see that and like all the trainers from Revenge Body helping him out and like helping with different classes. And I feel like if it was on camera on a show, he might take it a little bit more seriously than just like by himself where he's right. No one's really keeping him accountable.
He just makes too many excuses.
He does, and I've given him a really hard time in the past, but I want to be positive and I want to say I hope that he gets what he needs because
good too. Yeah, get revenge. Yeah, Rob should get revenge on China.
Oh my and gosh.
On exactly on everyone. So
oh, that would be so good. I want to see that. And cuz like the revenge, like what is it, like getting revenge on
the
someone
reveal,
like on the show,
the reveal.
Yeah.
And China be there and him be like
Well, we're waiting.
That'd be nice.
And lastly, Kanye recently reactivated his Instagram to get like a Valentine's Day tribute to Kim and posted a bunch of photos of some different like famous couples that some of them aren't even together anymore, but some famous Hollywood couples. Mm-hmm. And then he deleted his Instagram again.
Yep.
Why did he do that?
So he came, he dropped the photos, let people see him for a little bit, and then deleted his account again. I don't know what he's doing. So,
yeah, some of the pictures, some of the people he included was Chris and Robert, or Chris Jenner, or, no, yeah, wait, yeah.
Oh,
Chris Jenner and Robert Kardashian. And like some kind of controversial ones too,
well,
like some people from the past. Who did he include? I mean, I know Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie were one. And he also did a Brad and Jennifer too.
Oh, that's interesting.
And he did a lot of Pamela Andersons, a lot of the exes of Pamela, like multiple.
Interesting.
I really want to know why, like what his mindset, like why these pictures, why these people.
He's always got some kind of explanation in his mind that we just don't
a
know.
Profound explanation.
Right? Paris Hilton was in one of them.
Oh, really?
When she got recently engaged. So that's, you know, it's just kind of, I don't know
weird.
if shade was minted toward these people or what his mindset, because, you know, hey, happy Valentine's Day, hon. Let me show you a lot of pictures of everyone's exes.
Who's gotten divorced and,
I didn't know if that's the most romantic thing to do for a Valentine's Day present.
I'm not really sure exactly what Kanye means when he does a lot of things. But
None of us do.
Yeah.
It seems like him and Kim love each other, though, and it seems like he's a good dad. So
I like them together. I think this is...
They work.
Yes. They really work.
They work.
I like
them. Sure.
Yeah.
For
but
sure.
A couple that I don't know if necessarily works, Scott and Sophia. Speaking of which...
I can't believe they're still together.
They are still together, right? And they're public about it. It's happening. Sophia's dad...
Lionel Richie.
Actually, there was an article that came out on E! That said he calls Sophia's relationship with Scott a phase. Like, he doesn't really think it's going to be long-term, and that's what I think, too.
What would you do if your parents spoke out about your public relationship? I would be morbidly mad. Like, I would just be like, are you kidding, Mom or Dad? Like, what are you doing? Like, just stay out of the press about me and my relationship. It just seems a little weird.
I mean, I'm sure that he was asked, and I'm sure that he's asked a lot every single interview he does. So do I think that he called up the press and said, hey, let me make a comment about my daughter's relationship?
Yeah.
No. Do I think that he was asked and that's why.
And then, of course, now it's a headline, so everyone's like, oh, my gosh, he shaded his daughter. But in reality, it was probably, like, the end of the interview question.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think of it? And he's like,
it's just a phase.
But
it's
also,
a phase,
in reality, his daughter's 19 years old. Is it most likely that she's not going to be with Scott forever? Probably 95% yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of people, when they're 19, they are phases.
Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of speaking the truth, to be honest.
Definitely.
Going back to your question, I bet... all the Kardashian girls and Jenner girls say the same thing to Chris, like, oh, why did you speak up about this situation?
Yeah.
And so I guess that's what you get for
being famous. Yeah, especially if your family's famous and, like, everyone's being asked questions. But let's go ahead and get into the recap. This episode was called Kris Jenner's Legacy. So basically, Chris was telling Scott about her upbringing and about her biological father.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew any of this. Did you guys?
No.
It was
nice to learn something about the Kardashians that I didn't know.
Yeah, and it was just crazy because Scott was saying, like, I never knew this, but then none of the others knew.
Yeah.
Like, Kim never knew, Like, none of them knew?
Knew. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, none of them know, none of them knew.
None of them knew about the history. I thought that was kind of weird.
Yeah. But Scott realized that and wished that he would have had something of his parents to watch. So he wanted to do this legacy video for himself, but to honor Chris, to get to know more about her because she is like a mother figure in his life, and to kind of give a copy to all the girls, which I thought was a very sweet thing for Scott to do because he's kind of the bad boy, and for him to kind of really care and be the one that actually cares to know about her, and like, yeah. I thought that was sweet.
Do you guys notice that Scott is always filming with Chris in every episode?
I've noticed that.
Like, they're always together.
I think it's because Scott still wants to be a part of the show and be relevant. And he can't, he's not going to film with Courtney. Courtney wants nothing to do with him.
Yeah.
Like, what are they going to do, film the exchange of the kids? Like, no, he's definitely in those Kardashian pitch meetings saying, okay, what can I do with Chris now for me to be on camera?
Yeah, I'd love to see the pitch meetings because I'd love to see Courtney in the corner going, oh, here's Scott in the meeting wanting to talk about what he wants to do on the show. You know, like, it'd be interesting to see that being... I'd love to be a fly on the wall there, for sure. The most interesting thing that I found out about Chris was that, like, how she met Robert. And then not only that, but how he was all excited and was like, I want to go to the Olympic Games because I want to see this guy, Bruce Jenner, do
that
his thing.
That was a funny thing.
Yeah.
And he was there on the Olympics that Bruce at the time won, which is interesting.
Yeah, I feel like... when it all happened and Bruce and Chris got together, they were all amicable and they were all in a good situation and could hang out with each other because I think that Robert had a girlfriend as well. So I think it all was ended up being okay, and I don't think it was like a messy situation.
Okay.
Them getting together?
Mm-hmm. Bruce and Chris.
Bruce wasn't the reason why they separated.
No. Right, right.
So,
and apparently Chris had cheated. Oh, that's another thing. Didn't they say that, like...
Yeah, Chloe called her mom a hussy.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that?
And was saying, hey, you all wonder where we...
Like, we get it from.
Yeah.
Calling, you know...
But, like, she was saying that she was with some guy. And
Caesar. Caesar was out of town, and Kardashian came over... And then Caesar came home
to them
unannounced to surprise Chris.
And they were
and Robin Chris were uglies. Together.
Wait, were they doing it?
Well, I don't know if either they walked in on it or whatever, but he was in their house. You know, that's
walked in on them is what she said. Walked so good Lord, them. I mean, I don't know what that means, but we can all assume. Another thing, the leg tumor situation. How like they thought that she had a leg tumor and that they might have to amputate her leg. Didn't know that.
I did not know
about Chris. That was very interesting.
No.
Another storyline that they explored on this episode was Kendall being very anxious. And it stemmed apparently from the Paris robbery of Kim's and feeling
her
scared
robbery.
And helpless. Then her robbery and her stalkers and everything. She feels like she can't post anything. We talked a few weeks ago about how she didn't really care about social media and didn't really want to do it anymore. And we all kind of were like, come on, Kendall, why are you being so crazy? Now it makes sense.
Yeah, I think that she's had a lot of issues, like the stalker thing. I've heard so many stories about someone standing in her driveway or, you know, breaking in her home. And that's really scary, especially for someone that's, 21 years old and in the spotlight. So I can understand it. But I think that sometimes Chris over-exaggerates situations. Like when she answered the phone call and we're all like, the music. And it's
And she's like, do you need me to take you to the hospital?
Kendall's just like hungry or something. Yeah. Like it's a little bit, you know. But I guess if you're in the spotlight and you have those situations, you know, you kind of treat every situation like it's an emergency because it could be.
And then Kim's like, this is why she has psoriasis. There's always
an emergency
of each kid every day.
Exactly.
What did you think of the meditation that she kind of went through and, like, the sound bath?
Okay, well, you were rolling your eyes the whole time.
I was like, okay.
I'm somewhat of a spiritual person. I'm trying to be more spiritual. I'm trying to meditate more.
When you say spiritual, like, I'm spiritual in the sense where I'm, like, a Christian and I find my meditation through praying and, like, talking to God and Jesus. Spiritual as in what?
Spiritual, same sense, not necessarily saying God, but like the universe and law of attraction and loving and giving thanks to things and being grateful, obviously living in a grateful state. That's kind of what I mean by spiritual. And I think meditation is extremely powerful and I'm trying to get into it more. I'm not a total meditating person right now, but I think it was... I liked it.
Okay. What about you?
I don't personally meditate. I feel like I should start meditating. I think it's a cool thing to be doing. And exactly, like, you know, just... It's maybe... like, no, I don't think everyone does it as, like, a spiritual thing. But exactly what Kendall was doing was just, like, for anxiety. And
yeah.
There's different reasons why you would want to meditate. And I feel like it's so popular here in LA.
If she felt like she benefited from it, that's great. Then that's amazing.
And it sounded like she did.
And I actually never meditated. I would just, like, my thing, I just pray. But I had never meditated, but I did find this app called Headspace. I've heard of that. Whenever I went to the Ellen show, they actually gave the entire audience a lifetime membership, which is crazy.
Wow.
So I have this, and I use that every once in a while, but I used it for like 120 days in a row. And it really, it wasn't like, oh, spiritual. It was like, kind of like just gently talking, this guy talking and telling you like what to focus on and stuff like that. And it did help me. So I'm not making fun of meditation. The whole sound thing, I was kind of like,
I feel like I would fall asleep.
I was like,
she did, I think.
And then she woke up and she's like, hi, to the girl. I don't know. The whole sound thing, I don't know. If, whatever everyone
not
likes.
Not your jam.
Not my jam, but I'm
don't
not
knock it
shading.
Till you try it.
Yeah,
but
not,
it's a thing. It's so a thing. There's sound bath, like, clubs,
I feel like we need to go do this and have it on video, because I wouldn't be opposed to trying it out.
I would totally try it out. I'll go with you.
I might laugh and giggle a few times, but...
And then I'll...
nudge me. But in the end, Chris basically had to accompany Kendall on Milan Fashion Week to kind of calm her down and to go, because she has a lot of anxiety on planes. But I think Chris is a wonderful mom and really cares and caters to each of her children when they need her.
Right. I'm so glad she went for emotional support while shopping.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but Kendall is busy.
Here for Kendall. She went to Paris,
I'm here in Paris for Kendall, but I'm going to take that in the small. I'm going to get the size 2 in those.
But Kendall is busy working probably, so.
I know, but I just love how it went right to that when she's like, I'm here for Kendall.
And then, with shopping. I know.
Editing perfection.
I know. What did you guys think of the whole Malika and Chloe feuding situation? Because Malika bottles things up, doesn't want to talk about it, but Malika always ends up crying. What do you think?
Right? She needs to cry. Her hair looks great.
I love Malika. Really good.
I would hate to fight with Chloe. Like, it just doesn't sound fun.
It would scare
me. Feels like you would always lose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd want to see Ashley fight with Chloe. I feel like she's like, I don't know, y'all, you need to watch the Revenge Body recap with Ashley.
Yeah,
because she's badass. Like, I'm pretty intimidated by her.
I'm not, though. Like, I mean, she's not here right now, so I can say this. I have a little crush on her. She is so, like, I don't know, something about her.
And you take one of my classes, then.
It's confidence.
Yeah, it's confidence.
That's what's
up. And she's beautiful, and she's, you know, she's just, like, a force of energy. I just love her.
Yeah.
I
just wouldn't want that, not negative energy, but, like, harsh, aggressive energy directed towards me, but it's nice to watch her do it to other people.
Right. Because
it's entertaining.
But those other people deserved it. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
I feel like if you walked in there, and you wouldn't get yelled at probably because I mean, everyone has baggage, but you're not coming from their story. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I feel like if you just went in, did the work, worked out, she wouldn't have any reason to yell at you.
Yeah.
But these people on that on the show, they kind of need to be yelled at and kind of corrected sometimes.
Got to whip it into shape. Yeah.
But that is a whole other story, a whole other after show, which you can watch. The description will be down below. In the end, they did make up Chloe and Malika, which was nice.
Yeah.
But Malika was basically saying that Chloe always has guy time and she can never have one-on-one time. And that every time Malika's around, all the other guys got to be around, which I can kind of see that seems to be a common
relatable
thing.
Yeah, but I feel like Chloe does that. Every time she gets in a relationship, she totally is just 100% with the guy and doesn't have a lot of friend time. And I feel like she's like that with every relationship. She really attaches to the guy and kind of makes her whole life about them and revolves her life around them. So I can see why it would be frustrating for Malika.
Definitely. But that was the episode, guys. That was kind of a quick recap, but that is kind of where we're at right now.
Yeah.
But I am looking forward to next week's episode, and Howard should be back with us next week.
We miss you, Howard.
Yes. So, I love talking with you guys about this stuff. It's so much fun. We come here every week and we're just like, let's just talk about it.
We're
I like being here.
After show now.
I know. You add like another great, like, bubbly dynamic, which I love. And
thank you.
So I'm very happy that you're here. But in the meantime, we will talk to you guys later. Where can we find you on social media?
You guys can find me on Instagram at Shanti_Christina.
Thank y'all for tuning in, and we'll be here next week.
Yes.
I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me on Instagram at @Rach_Robillard.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And our host, Howard the Third, you can find him everywhere at HowardTheThreeRD and his website, HowardTheThird.com. In the meantime, we will keep up with you later. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
from executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.